Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan.
Come on this journey with me. Each week when you join me, we are going to chase down our goals, overcome adversity, and set you up for a better tomorrow.
Fasten your seatbelt. I'm ready for my close-up.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're back here with me this week. Okay, there is a lot going on in this world. Oh my gosh. There's a lot going on in your world, I'm sure, and there's a lot going on in mine. So let me break it down for you. When I have a few back-to-back weeks that are getting crazy busy, there's always excitement, right? Super exciting. There's a fine line between fear and excitement. Lean into being excited. I repeat that to myself over and over again all of the time. But last week I had two different keynotes, one in Miami for a media company and one in Orlando for a landscaping company. Completely different and back-to-back. And I had to prep for both of them. And it was funny, I had no idea what I was going to speak to the landscaping conference about because it was primarily men, right? 98% men. I've never landscaped anything in my entire life. I don't really know much about what they do. And one of the keys that I know to be successful from any stage in any meeting or speaking at anything is to create connection. You've got to find the similarities between you and the other people so that you can feel their pain, understand what they're going through, empathize with them, and help support them to whatever outcome you're working towards. It was easy for me to do with a media company. I led a media company for 20 years. So that keynote I was not nervous about, went in, did really well there. But then I was, you know, heading out to Orlando and I'm thinking, how do I have the same level of success in Orlando that I had in Miami with such a completely different audience? And that can be a daunting task, right? I've been speaking for 20 years. So that part, that's not the hard part. But the hard part is, how do you take your message and allow it to add value, make sense, and align with such a different audience? That's always challenging, right? So no matter where it is you're giving a presentation or when you need to speak up, you know, taking a moment to be intentional and thoughtful about that audience and how you can relate to them is really key. And I'll tell you, next week heading to Saudi Arabia, I'm literally leaving in a few days for Saudi Arabia. I've never spoken in the Middle East before. I'm going to break down for you what's going on over there. It's crazy. But you know, it was good because this was like a microcosm example of going from a really comfort zone type of a talk one day to the next day, completely out of my comfort zone. And I'm so grateful that I had that opportunity because it's setting me up better to succeed in Saudi because this is the really big one, right? I've never been to the Middle East and I've got to find connection points to bring me together so that I can empathize, understand, and put myself in the shoes of the audience I'm speaking towards. So listen, life is a series of baby steps first, right? Leading up to these big moments. And I'm just grateful that I had this great juxtapose of going from one media event, which I felt super confident in, to a landscaping event where I was questioning how could I find that common ground.
Meet a different guest.
When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my group coaching on the regular, and it is just so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got fired. Launching my own business seemed so intimidating. I didn't know how to set up a website, and I really didn't need to. Shopify does it all for you, and they make it so easy. It was that breakthrough moment for me that I realized I can do this. I can go to work for myself. Thanks to Shopify. What I love about Shopify is you don't need to have all this technology information ready to, you don't need to know how to plan and run things. You just need to go to the platform, turn it on, and know what you're selling, and Shopify is going to help you figure out the rest. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries, including your girl right here. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. No matter what stage you're at, they're going to make it easy. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Okay, I need to let you know. Quince sent me the super soft fleece zip-up hoodie to try it out. And I want you to know this. This is fact. I loved it so much that I bought the same thing, super soft fleece zip-up hoodie in light blue, navy blue, gray with matching joggers. And I just ordered all the shorts too for spring and summer. This is the softest material I have ever owned. My son came up to me and said, "Mom, you look so pretty." I'm literally in a zip-up hoodie outfit, and my son loved it. It is the softest thing in the world. You will thank me once you order yours. The product is incredible. The fit is incredible. I literally bought it in every color. The best. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/confidence for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/confidence to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/confidence. Thank me later. I asked you to try to find your passion. Here's what I want you to know. Everyone struggles with confidence. Everyone doubts themselves. Everyone wants to bring their business to the next level and doubts that they can do it. Struggles with the idea of sales, struggles with the idea of A, B, C, or D. Everybody struggles at some point. And the more we realize that, accept it, and embrace it, the more we can see all of ourselves as equals and so much more similar than different. And so that's the attitude that I am bringing to Saudi Arabia next week, that I'm bringing, that we are all so much more alike than we are different. And the more we can focus on that, the common ground, love, being a bright light in a dark world, the more we can unify and come together and find strength and grace and empathy and unity amongst all of us, no matter where we are, the Middle East or at a landscaper conference in Orlando. So that's how I'm approaching things this week. I will tell you, it's wild. You know, there's plenty of things. I'm a big fan of, I put a pin in things until I get really close to them, because it can be really daunting if, you know, I've been knowing about this conference for 8 months now. I didn't really think about it until recently, because sitting around and getting nervous about going to Saudi Arabia and my flights and, you know, my visa and, you know, customs and what protocol is, can mess with your head if you let it, right? So I try to focus on what's in front of me, doing the next best job I can for the week ahead. Of course, I did a number of calls with people from the Middle East to prepare myself. And of course, I've done multiple calls with the LEAP organization ahead of time. But I try not to get too into the weeds, because that's where your mind can play tricks on you. So this, now that I'm days out, I'm literally days away. I'm leaving March 1st. I'm there March 1st through the 7th. I'm days away. Now I'm really in the weeds. But what's interesting is, and I remember this a few months ago, the woman who's the head of the event had reached out to me and
we had negotiated back and forth on, you know, my situation for, you know, compensation and what was going to happen with the event. And as we grew to a close and found common ground and agreed on our partnership, she had a travel team reach out to me at the same time and said, we need to book your flight now. We want to get your visa done now. We want to get all this paperwork done ahead of time. And again, I've never traveled to the Middle East before. So I said, okay, that makes sense. Let's do it. And they sent me this ticket leaving March 1st and coming back on the 7th. And I just, wow, I remember looking at it and saying, I'm going to put a pin in that. I need to think about it. Do I really want to go for a week to the Middle East? Like, why can't I go for 2 days, right? You know, why can't I make this a little bit faster? And it was funny, a few days later, I got this basic 911 email saying, hey, we need a response by end of day today if this ticket's going to work. Otherwise, there's going to be fees and this and that. And I had to make a game time decision. I remember thinking, I know nothing about the Middle East, but maybe it's better with the time changes and the travel that I just stay for the full event instead of just going for, you know, 2 days like I normally would. And I just closed my eyes and pressed yes. And so that was months ago. And I really haven't thought much about it. Well, wouldn't you know, trust your gut, listen to your instinct. It's so funny. I told the head of the event, hey, if I'm going to be there for a week, use me for a week. I don't care. You know, we negotiated what we did, but if I'm there and you need speakers for different things, I'm on site. I'm there to speak. I want to be a bright light in this world. I, you know, use me wherever you want. I'm in. And so over the last couple of months, I really haven't spoken much to them, but over the past month, I've spoken to them a lot. It's amazing the opportunities that have shown up in the last month for me with this event in Saudi Arabia. It's incredible, frankly. And it started with saying yes, right? It started with saying yes, stepping into fear, knowing that I'm going into a situation I know nothing about, knowing I'm going into a situation with the CEO of TikTok, the CEO of IBM, the CEO of Zoom. I mean, the biggest companies in the world, the most high profile people and celebrities are going to be there. And of course I doubt myself, or of course I question, oh gosh, how am I going to fit in there? But one thing I've learned is the more you step into fear, the more you step into unknown, the more prepared you are to do it again and next time at a larger level. And so I feel like, listen, I don't have this thing on lock, but I know I've stepped into fear countless times in my life and it always works out great. So this is going to be the same. I'm going in and moving in with an intention that everything's going to work out amazing. I'm sure there'll be challenges and struggles and twists and turns along the way, but in the end, I'm going to look back on this and be proud that I went out to the Middle East and showed women in the Middle East what they can be. I'm so excited for that opportunity. I feel so blessed to have the chance to do this. Yes, I'm stepping into the unknown, but that's become my new norm. And the more normal you make stepping into unknown, the more equipped you are to make that big next leap, no pun intended, leap conference in Saudi Arabia. Okay, so over the last month, initially, I was giving a keynote. Then Stephen Bartlett, who's incredible, I'm a huge fan of his podcast, his team reached out to me and asked if I would do a fireside chat where I would interview him live on the stage, which I was more than happy to do. Then a billionaire panel of unicorn startups reached out to the Leap team and asked if I would moderate their panel, which I was more than happy to do. Then last week, a women empowerment panel for women in the Middle East, all princesses, they reached out to me and asked if I would moderate their panel, which I'm more than happy to do. And then today I just heard that the CEO of TikTok, it looks like I'm going to be sitting down and interviewing him live on the main stage on day two in Saudi Arabia. So things are changing quickly. Things are changing rapidly. I'm so excited. And my attitude for all of this is just say yes, and I'm going to figure it out along the way. And I'm going to trust in myself. And I'm super grateful that I've had this podcast so I know how to interview people. It's interesting that in our lives, you can't connect the dots looking ahead, but you certainly can connect them looking back. And moving into this event, yes, I'm very well prepared to speak and deliver keynotes, but the reason I'm prepared to interview people is because of this podcast over the last 4.5 years. So I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful you've set me up for success for this event and for so many other things. And I didn't know on the front end any of this would be happening, but I'm so grateful today that it all did happen exactly the way that it did. And believe me, and you know this, with the struggles I've had, gosh, I never knew any of this was going to happen. It's just, it's incredible. And when you step into fear, when you step outside of your comfort zone, that's where growth happens. That's where you're challenged. That's where you become stronger. And the more you repeatedly do that, the more equipped you are to make that next big leap into something even scarier, bigger, larger. And what that does is unlock doors and opportunities and introductions to people you would have never met before.
Meet a different guest each week. Put it on the chain.
When starting out a new business, it's a complete pain to get through the LLC part. Taylor Brands makes it 90% easier. It's easy and affordable to get your LLC with Taylor Brands. Taylor Brands offers all the legal requirements for LLCs, such as registered agent, annual compliance, EIN, operating agreement, business license and permits, and much more. Taylor Brands walks you through each step of building a successful business and has everything you need all in one place. Bookkeeping, invoicing, business licenses and permits, business documents, bank accounts, and so much more. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using this link, taylorbrands.com/confidence. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/confidence. So get started today with Taylor Brands. So I'm going to step onto the stage with the CEO of TikTok, these princesses from all these incredible countries around the world, Stephen Bartlett, delivering my own keynote, doing all of these amazing things. And I was just invited to a gala at the palace. So there's some incredible things happening. No, I don't have it on lock. The biggest thing I'm struggling with is the culture, of course, because I'm not Muslim. I'm not familiar with the culture. I don't know. I've never been there before. So I've taken advice from the people that actually live there and are running the event. They're telling me the best thing for me to do is to wear pantsuits to just be safe. So I'm not a big pantsuit person. I'd be shopping a lot this week. Let us pray that I pick the right outfits. I don't know. I told my son, I said, I'm most afraid of just making sure from a cultural standpoint that I am dressed appropriately. I trust my brain and my personality implicitly. I will be fine interviewing people and giving keynotes. I know I can do that. I just hope that I honor their culture and am dressed appropriately, behave appropriately, and step into this opportunity to maximize it, to bring more good to the world, inspire more people, encourage more people, and teach myself to grow and make that next leap and hopefully bring you along the way with me. So what are you challenging yourself to do this week? You know I'm going to ask you. You got to go for more. You got to step into fear, step into the unknown, step into Saudi Arabia with me. And maybe you can't make it on this trip, but you can do something different at home this week. And that's what I need you to do. Now, I will be filming live. I mean, I am going to cover everything and anything I can. It's 180,000 people in the audience there at the LEAP conference in Saudi Arabia. It's the largest technology conference in the world. These are the biggest stages I'm ever going to have taken in my life up until now. And of course, I want you to be with me. So there is one place I can go live. There's one place I can film a ton from, and that's Instagram stories. If you don't follow me on Instagram, follow me at Heather Monahan. At least come for this week with me. First week of March, I'm going to be there, and I am going to capture as much footage as possible in real time so you know exactly how it's going down in Saudi Arabia. Come with me to Riyadh. I am so excited. Check out my Instagram. Follow me at Heather Monahan on Instagram. And check my stories every single day, first week of March, and you are going to see what's happening in real time. It's going to be exciting. It's got to be exciting. It's going to be great. I can't wait for it. I'm super excited, and I'm super excited for you to join me. Can't wait to hear from you. If you like this show, let me know. Share it on social media. Share it with somebody that you love, and leave a review. Nobody succeeds in this world alone, and that includes your girl. Until next time, keep creating your confidence. You know I will be.
Once in a while, you could miss it.
Come on this journey with me. Hi, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I am so excited about, Negotiate Your Best Life, hosted by Rebecca Zung, a part of the Yap Media Network. As a globally renowned narcissist negotiation expert and an attorney recognized by U.S. News as a best lawyer in America, Rebecca shares her invaluable insights and strategies for navigating life's toughest negotiations. By drawing from her own experiences and the wisdom of her high-profile guests, such as Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, John Gordon, and Rebecca delivers empowering advice that will inspire you to reclaim control of your life. Negotiate Your Best Life is all about how to negotiate your way to greatness. She provides practical guidance on how to break free from toxic relationships, stand up against injustice, and transform chaos into freedom, possibility, and purpose. Many times, the first negotiation you do is with your own in the morning. In the morning is when you wake up, and that's when Negotiate Your Best Life is time for you. It's about to find your way to greatness, conquering obstacles, and creating the life you truly deserve. Get ready to slay, thrive, and unlock your full potential. Don't believe me? I'm going to go ahead and share some of the reviews that are out there so you can hear and you can believe too. You have helped me so much these last few weeks. I was with a narcissist for 2 years. She drove me to the point I wanted to take my own life. Listening to you has made a massive difference, and now I know what I'm with. Thank you, Rebecca. Now the recovery. Thank you for gifting the knowledge to believe in myself again. You have unknowingly helped me legally represent myself through criminal, federal, and civil court proceedings with a narcissist. There would be so many people around the world that you're helping without even knowing, like me. You saved my life. Emma, 35 years old, Australia. If you are ready to stand up against injustice and transform the chaos in your life into freedom, possibility, and purpose, then check out Negotiate Your Best Life now. Subscribe to Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.